Welcome back to a new episode of Income and Discussion. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about consoles. And
consoles.
The best, aren't they? They are life.
I don't know, because there's like a massive debate, PC warriors versus console clan.
Have you heard recently, Microsoft just bought Blizzard Activision?
I mean, that company's pretty fucked right now.
I know, but Microsoft, man, they're holding a lot of companies at the minute, a lot of different...
Well, they have to catch up, because I think if you're talking about like console wars, right? PS1, regular Xbox, right? That was like an era of peace.
PS1, yeah.
PlayStation 2, Xbox 360, everyone I knew had both, right? Another era of peace. And then PS3, Xbox One?
I would agree with that, to be honest, because...
That was when war happened. Was it PS4?
No, you've done it a little bit wrong. So it's Xbox 360, PS3.
Oh.
And then it was PS4, Xbox One.
It was PS2, Xbox then?
It was PS2, Xbox, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, PS2, Xbox original, that was like, there was no real like, oh my God, this console's better, you should get this console. 360 and the 3, I definitely say like, there was no beef there, but Xbox definitely edged it.
What's this one? Is that the 360?
Yeah, 360 versus the 3.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Just because even though they both had quite a rocky start with like, was it the yellow light of death and the
red ring of death? Yeah.
Yeah, so the consoles were like dying left and right. I mean, I had to send off my console to like Germany or something to go get it sorted.
I think I probably had 3 360s in this lifetime.
I've had about... 360s as in like normal, slim, and E. I've had and had about 6, I reckon, about 5 or 6.
Yeah, it's just that was a dodgy era, but the games are amazing on 360.
Yeah, I think 360 was my favorite console of all time so far.
I'd like to agree with that. I think like the first game I ever played was Skyrim.
Very good. Never played it personally, but I watched my wife play it like enough that I don't need to play it.
I do. Skyrim's so good. It gets a bit repetitive, but I know how like people can spend thousands of hours playing it.
Yeah, I totally get it. Did you ever play? I know we're jumping a bit, but you ever play Skyrim online?
Like once when it just came out.
It is fun. Like, when it first came out, I didn't like it, but I played it again like a year or two after, and I actually had a lot of fun. Like, you know. I think it's one of those games where it's definitely difficult to get into.
I don't know. Everyone's making MMOs these days.
A lot of MMOs coming out.
Someone was telling me the other day about Final Fantasy MMO and how you can't actually buy the game.
What, because it's free or?
No, wait. It's something to do with server size. They have like X amount of servers and all of them are normally full.
Oh, okay.
But I think you can only play it if you bought the game prior to a certain date. Like they removed it from all the stores and everything.
Have you ever got into like an MMO?
Oh dude, I played World of Warcraft for like 5 years, 6 years.
Just nothing else but Warcraft.
Literally nothing else but World of Warcraft.
See, my issue is like I'm a bit of a variety is a spice of life. I play a lot of different games. So I've never been like locked down by one game. I've kept going back to games. Like I've always gone back to Call of Duty. I remember for about 2 to 3 years, I kept going back to Overwatch. Like, I do go back to games. It's just I'm not someone that can just play, oh, yeah, this is the game I just play. Oh, wait, I'm actually lying. I've played Pokemon Go since, like, 2018. I'll shut up now.
I don't think that really counts, though. I wouldn't count that as, like, a proper game. It is in a sense, but it's not in a sense. It's a mobile game.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I've never been one for just sit down, play a game for like 6 hours, and then I like to keep playing different games.
Yeah, the thing about me is if I'm invested and I've got enough people playing one game, I'll stick in one game. But I think what was the last called? Cold War?
Sure, why not? I literally have Modern Warfare and Black Ops, I don't.
That's the one we played, Cold War. Black Ops.
Yep, shows you as much as I know. I have no idea what I'm saying.
it was a really good game, but if I didn't have people to play with, I wouldn't have played it.
Yeah, I don't think I hardly played it without anyone else. It's like, and usually the new game's
apparently awful.
Oh dear.
I think like 2 weeks into game release, it had a free weekend.
Ooh, yeah, that's never a good sign.
Yeah, it's just, I think I read somewhere the other day, more people are watching people sleep on Twitch than combined were watching the new Call of Duty.
Oh, dude, you don't want to hear that when you're a game developer.
That's the thing, concept-wise, amazing. Good concept. World War II, you know, stick it to classic, what everybody wants to play.
I really don't know how they screwed it up.
It's buggy. They released their equivalent of, what was it in COD? The one after the camo after Diamond. Dark Aether?
Oh, there's like a bunch. There's that Obsidian and stuff like that.
Yeah, so like the final camo, apparently it was broken.
Oh, marvelous.
So they were with this gun, you've got to knock down 3 score streaks in a game. And it was like a rocket launcher. But the thing is, it would go straight through the planes.
Oh, what?
And it wouldn't count for dogs either. So you could like shoot and kill dogs, but it wouldn't count.
I think dogs was the worst thing they ever brought back. That, in the previous game that had dogs, got so annoying.
World at War. That was a good game.
It was fun, but if someone got dogs, you were screwed. Like, and people were good at that game. I was never that good, but
Now go on.
I got dogs a few times. It was just,
I think dogs was like 20 kills on it.
Yeah, people would consistently get them, and I could not deal with dogs. Every time they would come at me, I'd be like, yeah, I'll run away.
They were just so annoying. And I remember the campaign for that, like every 2 seconds. It was that campaign where you had to like, you'd walk through somewhere and it'd be like, someone comes out and attacks you and you've got to like flick left stick and then turn it to like hit him in the head with your gun.
People did miss a beat by, like, people just played it online, of Call of Duty. I think they miss a beat. Like, the online is great. That's like, the campaigns are great.
The campaign for the last game, Cold War, amazing.
Yeah, see, there's been some really good ones. There's been some ridiculous ones where you're in space and stuff. But they're just funny. Like, they're just
the Kevin Spacey game. That is, I think, the worst Call of Duty that's ever been. I remember my brother was like, oh, can you play this? I'm going to go pee or smoke or something. I was like, oh, yeah, I can play first-person shooters. And I was like, why is everyone jumping around with jetpacks? And it was just there, like, he was like, oh, yeah, so I've got to, like, do this to get a loot crate, and then the loot crate determines what gun I can have, and the higher rarity is, like, more damage. I was like,
oh, my.
No.
That's a mess.
That's bad.
So what's your, like, what was your first console?
PlayStation 1. But not, there was the, like, big blocky one, and then there was, like, the slimmer one.
So that's the PlayStation, and then the one that you're talking about is the PS1.
So I had PlayStation 1, or if we're counting it, Game Boy Color.
Game Boy Color, yeah, sure counts. I actually played PS1 today.
Why?
So I've been playing a lot of like some emulation. I've been playing Die Hard Trilogy. You ever played that?
No, I played 2 games. No, only on an arcade machine.
Okay, yeah, so I got something called a Sinden light gun, which is basically like a light gun that you can use with emulation, and I think there's a way to use it actually on proper hardware as well, that allow you to use a gun on a normal, you know,
panel. That's because of like the gun panel and the pedal.
Yeah, but I didn't use a pedal. I actually have a button on the side of the gun that I can press to like pop out.
Oh, dude, that's way easier.
Yeah, it's really fun as well, and like it's such a blast being actually able to play games with a light gun again. Kind of expensive. I think it was like £80, £20 P&P, so about £100 in the end.
£20 postage and packaging.
Yeah, quite expensive, eh?
You made a money.
Dude, I was desperate to get one. I really wanted one.
I refused to pay £4 delivery yesterday.
If you think about it, right, an Xbox One controller is about £50.
Roughly that.
Yeah. So, if you get it from Amazon, yeah, the PMP will be free. Now, this controller, is made by one guy. He's the one that invented it. It's, you know, not mass-produced or anything like that. So, I reckon £100 actually is not too terrible.
Important local businesses as well.
Yeah, I mean, like, right on the front of the box, it literally says, you know, like I'm pretty sure it's put together like in the UK.
Oh, dude, that's pretty sweet, but yeah, nowhere is going to charge you £20 postage and packaging.
I know, but I don't mind. I wish they would just put it. Oh yeah, it's £100, and then just made the PMP free. That it would.
Yeah, that that's. I think there's like a weird psychology. Like when you go on eBay and stuff, and people are selling stuff, people are more likely to click the one that has free shipping, even if it is more expensive.
Exactly. Like I would have, because I think people would have. It was on Indiegogo. I think it was Indiegogo. So it was like a campaign, basically, and like I press like, oh yeah, I want it, it's £80. And you go to the next page and it's like, oh yeah, it's £20 PMP. And at that point, I was like, do I go for it? Like at that point, it said it was only, I think it was like April last year. They said I was going to come in like July. I was like, okay, yeah, it's only going to be a few months. Like, fuck it, whatever, I'll do it.
Wait, £20 didn't even get you next day?
No. What it actually got me was... he had a lot of problems with like getting boards made and all this in like China and getting them like shipped over. So his like supply, he had like a supply problem basically. I only just got my console the other day and my controller 2 days ago.
For reference, guys, this is January.
It's January and I ordered it last April. And the estimated delivery date was actually July.
You could have had a baby in this time, like legitimately.
A little bit of a wait.
9 months for a controller.
Yeah, £100 controller.
You paid £20 for it to be shipped in 9 months.
Shut up.
I'm just questioning your life choices at this point.
It's worth it again.
£20 doesn't get you next day delivery.
To be, I like old games, and like it's to me, it's worth it. Like,
wait, and it's from the UK.
Yeah, but it's like mad, like to be manufactured, dude. And like, I think I was like 12,500 in the queue. So,
oh god, yeah, I mean, at least give like a good estimation of it, you know.
I mean, yeah, he didn't know how much it was gonna take. His estimations were correct at the time, but they never. He updated everyone. He was completely transparent about it. I mean, like the software is like getting like since I got the gun, the software's come quite far because he's part of like the development for the software as well. So it's come along quite a lot. So I've got a better, although I've got the controller later, I've got a better experience because I've got the controller later because the software is better. If you get what I mean.
Yeah, I get what you mean. It's just a bit.
It's a long wait, and I have been excited for a long time. And like, don't get me wrong, it's not like. You know, plugging in a Microsoft controller and it just fucking works. Like, you actually have to like set up this controller. It has like a camera in it that you have to calibrate properly to your TV, and like getting games to work is a little bit of an issue if you've ever done emulation. There's always issues, but once all those kinks are out of the way, you know, when you go to play the game next, it's much easier and it's a lot of fun. Like, so I've been playing Die Hard. I've been playing. There was this like really good Bumblebee game that used to be actually in arcades. I mean, it's still in arcades. Fucking.
What would you rate the controller out of 10?
I still think the actual controller, I'd give like an 8. Like, it's super comfortable. You know, buttons are nice and tactile. Like, it's fine. It's a decent weight. It's not like it doesn't feel cheap or anything. The cable is super long on it, which is amazing in my opinion. That means like if you've got an arcade cabinet. You can get some distance on that sucker. If you got, you know, if you're got a massive TV, because you have to stand fairly far back from it. Like, either they gave you loads of cable. I'd give it like an 8, like 7 or an 8.
Overall experience, 8.
No, not, okay, just the controller, I'd give like a 7 or 8. Okay. The software needs help.
What
like,
do you mean?
It's still like some kinks and stuff. Like, it's getting there. It just takes a little bit to set up. And like, it's not super user friendly. I would give that like a 5 or 6 out of 10.
The overall, we're talking like 7.
If I took into account the experience using the gun and the experience like playing games and like getting that nostalgic feeling and having like loads of fun, that's like a 9 to me. Just because like I love old games and like I love playing shooters.
I feel you. I think I was more. Did you ever play? The pod racing arcade game, or the, like the Star Wars, it had like 3 levels. One of them was first Death Star. Second one was Hoth, and the third one was Speeder Bike Endor.
No?
It was an arcade game. It was the one before the pod racing arcade game.
Oh, okay. I played the pod racer game on the N64.
I played it in an actual arcade. Like, one of my memories was my dad was like, we're taking the whole family to Tenerife, I think, when I was like 6 or 7. And it was one of these like inclusive resorts, but then like they had an arcade room. And I was like, sick. And then it was just me and my brother playing pod racing for ages.
Dude, I just looked it up. That looks sick. Like, you sit in, is it the one where you like you sit in a pod racer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, that looks freaking awesome. And there's like, sorry, I'm just looking this up on Google Images here real quick. And you have like a little like levers in front of you.
Yeah, and you've got to push them forward and there's brakes and stuff.
That looks so awesome.
Dude, it was so good.
I low-key want to have a go at this. That looks like a lot of fun.
There's a new one, which is like, it's very similar, but you get to like shoot things. And you start in like, so the level I always play, I think you start on like Yavin, and it's like push sticks forward to move. And it goes from like the whole sequence of you going from the ground to space.
Okay.
And so actually like start up and push it forward. There's like air that brushes on the back of your head. It's so good.
Is that like Nunu?
Yeah, that was like, I think they released that for like the new episodes.
Okay, that's kind of cool too.
I mean, I'm looking at the Star Wars arcade game that I'm talking about now. I'll link it in the chat. This was the one. And I remember finding there's a pub in Bournemouth and they have one. And it is definitely from like whenever the last film came out. Wow, the last of the originals. And it's so good to play when you're drunk.
When you're drunk. Oh, dude, that looks freaking sick.
Dude, if we have $2,500, well, $3,000.
It's $3,000 now, yep.
No hesitation.
Have you seen, like, recently, I went to see a friend in Norwich, and they have a proper arcade, like an old, like, arcade place that you can go to.
Yeah.
It's awesome. They have like, I think it's like 2 floors of just like old retro games. I think it's called like Retro Arcade. It's in Norwich. If you can get a chance to go, I would highly recommend it. It's so much fun. You pay like, I think it's a certain price. I can't remember how much it is, but it's like a certain price and you go in, you get like 2 hours and you can play all the games there like unlimited. And they even have like new games. So they have like Wii U and stuff and you can play like Mario Kart. And they have like really old stuff, so you can play like Time Crisis. They had the Time Crisis machine there. Time Crisis 2 machine there.
Well, they had Wii U.
I think it was like, it might have been on the panel.
See, also, I went to uni with a guy who, I think he's Sheffield or somewhere northern.
April's telling me, you know, the one that you linked to me, that really cool one, one that has, that was in Norwich as well, in Norfolk, sorry.
And you didn't play it?
I didn't play it, no, April played it. Was that
April? Yes.
So April's my partner, by the way. Was that in that arcade place? Yeah, so it was in the arcade place in Norfolk as well. So
I'm not going to lie, I have no reason to go to Norwich.
Well, now you do.
No, really, that's not a good enough reason. I'm just going to have the pub play it.
Yeah, to be fair, a little bit closer, eh?
Yeah. I mean, they do something called like an Agua Bomb.
Aqua Bomb.
Agua.
Agua, okay.
Apparently it's like an alcohol, but it also means water in Spanish. I don't know if they're just giving me water and energy drinks.
I played this. So sorry. I just zoomed in to that arcade machine. I played it.
I've been describing something you actually have played.
Yes, I remember we were talking about there's like a thing like right behind your head that like blows like air or something onto you. And you have
the new
like
one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and you have like a joystick and that. And you're like flying space stuff. Yeah.
No, you've not got a joystick. You got two like one hand has a joystick and the other one has like a thruster thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, they got one in Bournemouth. It's sick.
Oh, did he actually? I need to go play that now.
It's down Beachfront Arcade.
But yeah, we were playing like Duck Hunt. No, Buck something, you had like a steering wheel And like it was like a stand-up game, and you had like a steering wheel, and you had to like steer around and like shoot stuff. It was so weird. There were some really weird games in there.
Now you've got your gun, I can definitely see you playing like Big Game Hunter 6.
Yeah, just like bang bang.
I don't know, that's a shotgun though. Can you play it with your pistol?
Yeah, I can play anything. You can just literally just set anything up to it. It's great.
Oh, dude, that sounds sick.
Yeah, you can have to come out.
Have what consoles?
Any that you can emulate.
Mm-hmm. Game Boy Advance, Pokemon Color.
Just shooting Pokemon. Not quite.
Killing all the Rattata.
No, shoot those stupid fucking Zubats in the cave.
Oh, that is my least favorite Pokemon. How have we got back to Pokemon?
You mentioned it. I didn't even bring it.
It's a non-conscious thing. It's what we just do. Also, saying that for the listeners here, our previous episode, I think it's the one before last, where we had a guest, Craig, discussing Disney films. He was very, very upset at the fact that was the only episode that we haven't mentioned Pokemon.
Yeah, he was like, I got so hyped to talk about Pokemon, I asked my girlfriend if like she talked about Pokemon.
He like, got like notes together.
He did, he got notes about Pokemon just to talk about it, just in case it came up. The one episode we don't speak about it. So good, I felt really bad.
When he said it afterwards, I was like, did we really not talk about Pokemon for that entire episode?
You should have just brought it up.
It was like an hour. Genuinely, we're talking for about an hour, maybe longer, and it didn't come up at all on this show.
We were so invested in the 10 Disney movies that we weren't, we didn't bring it up.
I'm just not sure how to link them.
So have you ever played like the consoles that are worth a lot, like weren't great, like the Atari Jaguar or anything like that, like the really, really...
That is way before my time.
So like I randomly saw like an Atari Jaguar like a few years ago, and it was like 250, 260 quid. It had the box and that, and I was like, oh, it's quite expensive. There's not very, there's not very many games that are worth talking about. Very, very like niche if you like retro games. Now, I looked a couple of days ago because I know we were going to be talking about old consoles and stuff, and I was like, oh, I'll have a little look, see how like the retro arcade market's going. Oh my god, I looked down a website for a shop in that's all over the UK called CEX, and they have like an online store. So I looked on the online store for the Atari Jaguar boxed, 950 quid. Why didn't I buy it? Why didn't I just buy this one that I saw a few years ago?
Could that's the resale though. That's from a business.
No, that's how much they're selling like on eBay and stuff. Like,
oh wow.
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought you meant like trying to sell it to CEX.
No. I think CEX do take like a massive like obviously they want to make the most money from it. So they do they give you like nothing for it basically. But it's a shame really, because I don't know, they're just cheap, aren't they?
I reckon you could take in a PlayStation 5 with every game out, and they'd offer you 200 quid.
Probably.
Because it's the only place where you can properly trade in stuff for cash.
Yeah, like gaming, I don't really do it anymore.
They used to. You used to be able to trade. It wasn't like the best deal, but I think it was better than CEX. Or you could like load up your games card and you get discount off games, and they were like, you could like get the newest game.
If you prove that the game you're trying to trade in, you'll get a better offer for at CEX, they'll give you that, the difference.
What, 70p versus like a quid?
Basically.
It's not really like, great. You know, if did you ever remember GameStop in the UK?
Yeah, for like 2 seconds. I think they still have a website for the UK, but they don't actually have like stores anymore, right?
Yeah, the CEX in Bournemouth Town Centre used to be GameStop.
Oh, really? Wasn't that Game Station?
No, I suppose it's GameStop.
Who knows? There used to be a Game Station down there as well.
Game used to be where Lush is. This is all very niche we're talking about. Like, people outside of Bournemouth won't actually know what we're talking about.
Yeah, but who cares?
Well, right, in your opinion, Xbox One, PlayStation 4.
Do I have to?
It's going to be controversial either way, isn't it?
Okay. Can I give, like, some backstory to why I think the Xbox is better?
You said it, so, now you can't take it back.
Okay, so in my opinion, since the PS3, their controller has been shit. Now, I'm someone that has like problems with their hands, so, and I have big hands also, so the Xbox controller actually fits my hands, and I don't have to like bend both my thumbs into the middle of the controller to get the analog sticks. So that's already like one big turning point for me. I'm gonna say Xbox, mainly because I like the Series X and stuff. I like, it's more powerful, the games are better. I know people bang on about Xbox never having any games, but like, have they seen the library? Have they seen Game Pass? Like, come on.
No, I agree. I definitely more Xbox than PlayStation, but
the one thing
PlayStation, it is definitely down to controller.
The one thing, yeah, I agree as well. Like, the controller is a lot for me. But the one thing Sony has over Xbox now, seeing how they've bought like Blizzard, like Activision Blizzard, whatever the fuck it's called, and like they've bought like a bunch of other companies, like was it BioWare, Bethesda? That's it, Bethesda. They bought like Bethesda and that. Like, there's just the only thing drawing me to Sony is Spider-Man. That's
it. Yeah, I really wanted to play that Spider-Man.
I have a PS4, so like I can just play those Spider-Man. I do still have a PS4.
There's God of War as well.
Yeah, see, I have the reason I have a PS4 was to play The Last Guardian. I can't remember that other game. The one with like, there's like bionic, massive like bionic dogs and stuff, and you're like some ginger girl, and like you have to like run around and like kill them and stuff.
That's I know the one. Wait, no, I'm thinking of a different one. I think it's the dinosaur one.
Spider-Man. Horizon. It's called Horizon.
Yeah, Horizon Zero Dawn was the dinosaur one, wasn't it? I wanted to play Last of Us.
Oh yeah, Last of Us as well. Yeah, I mean, I've got like you can get like there's this company that I don't know, like plugging a company, but there's a company that called Brook that basically make adapters for Xbox One controllers so that you can actually use them on the PS4. So I use my Xbox One controller on my PS4.
That'd be pretty cool. I have noticed that I think the biggest issue with PlayStation that everybody addressed, like all the Xbox players, was the controller. So if you look at like the PlayStation 5 controller, it kind of looks like an Xbox controller.
Yeah, I've just never been for the longest time, I've never been able to get along with the joystick locations. Ever since I went to 360, like I took the jump from PS2 to 360, I never actually got the Xbox original, and didn't have to deal with like the Duke or anything like that. So, I mean, I've gone back to it now. I actually have an Xbox original as well. I love it.
The original Xbox controller was awful.
It was. It was huge. It was clunky.
Yeah, and then as soon as they like changed to like the 360 shape, it was a bit better.
I kind of disagree. There was actually one called the Xbox original. I think it had a controller called the S, and that one was actually pretty good. It was a lot smaller. It was just good. But yeah, the jump to 360, those controllers were so good. So, Jacob.
Yeah.
What's your favorite handheld? Because we haven't spoken about handhelds yet.
Sound is so dodgy.
What
hat?
You dirty bastard. Right.
No, we have spoken about handhelds. I said.
Oh, yeah. You said right at the beginning.
Game of Color.
Favorite?
Is a Switch a handheld?
I'd agree with you. Yeah, Switch is a handheld. Sure. You can take it outside.
Yeah, then Switch. I think it's probably one of the best consoles.
It is good. It is. It's really versatile. I do wish one issue with Nintendo is their games are so expensive and they stay expensive.
I was going to try and buy Yoshi, whatever.
What
the Yoshi Land. The furry Yoshi.
Oh, yeah.
It's like 50 quid.
Yeah, most Nintendo Switch's games are quite expensive. Like, I wanted to buy Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3. That was expensive. Like, because obviously I wanted a copy for me, copy for my partner, and then we have another friend. Oh, actually, Simon, who's been on the podcast, he wanted a copy so we could play together. Jesus Christ, it was so difficult finding, like, you know, three copies that weren't going to break the bank.
The game keys work on Switch.
Yeah, you can get like keys for games, yeah, for sure.
Actually, I went on a key website to look at seeing how much Yoshi's was.
Mm.
And it referred me to buying it on Amazon.
It's like, it is £1.50 cheaper. I was like, really?
You have to be a little bit careful when you're buying keys, because some of the sites are actually just selling profiles with the game on.
I've never bought a key off a website. I have been gifted a key, and okay. It was Star Wars Fallen Order.
What? Was that by a friend,
yeah. I think? That's by my ex, and she... Dude, it's so good.
It's so good. It's so good.
But my ex bought it for my birthday, I think, and okay. She bought the code, and she said to me, like, as I was opening it, she's like, I just got, like, an email, and I thought it was a bit shit. So she designed her own Star Wars Fallen Order card.
Okay.
With the promo code added to it.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, you know when you like open an Xbox case and it's like free Xbox Live for a month.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
That style card, not like a birthday greeting card. I was like, this is dope. She put like the logo on it, she put Star Wars Fallen Order, and on the back she just put happy birthday, here's your code.
That's actually kind of cool.
Tell you what, if there's one thing my ex was good at, well, two things, it's breaking my heart and designing stuff. Kidding, I broke up with her. As she keeps reminding me.
Oof.
Yeah, big oof. But no, I think for like best handheld, it's got to be Switch. Game Boy Color is up there and PSP is up there.
Nah, man, you're wrong. Game Gear, that's
what the hell is that?
It's like this handheld console. It was pretty good. It had like some really good titles.
Is it like one of those dodgy emulator things you used to buy?
No. It's like a proper. It's by Sega. I think it's Sega.
Game Gear.
Yeah, oh, man.
Dude, that is a no.
A brick. It's big, and like
the screen is smaller than my phone.
It's like 6 batteries, I think, maybe 8 AA batteries.
Dude, you can buy it for 19,800 yen,
and it sucks down battery power. So I don't mean how handheld it was.
I mean, when I went to Hong Kong once, I remember going to like a shopping center, and if there's one thing you want from Hong Kong, it's just electrics, like cheap ones you buy in a market or something.
Yeah.
I remember buying a PSP Vita, and I think the console was like a year old, maybe 2 years. It was the slide PSP.
Oh, go.
Maybe. I can't remember what it was. I thought it began with a V. Go. But I think in the UK it was retailing at still like 100 and something quid.
Okay.
And I picked it up for like 40.
It's the one that you can't put any cartridges into.
Yeah, that's definitely it.
Yeah. You like slide it up and then you slide it up and there's like the buttons right there.
It was so cool. But it did just become an MP3 player.
Yeah. See, you can't really play those anymore unless you like put custom firmware on them, because I think they took down the PSN for them, like that side of the PSN for them. So you can't download games to it, because obviously all the games for it are going to be digital.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just...
I mean, on eBay, someone's selling one for £382.88.
Wow. Wow. Maybe I should sell my one.
Dude, it was so cool. Mine was in white as well.
I think mine is a normal black one that I have. I thought they were cool. Then, the picture was good. Like, I have big hands, so there was an issue there straight away, but... I mostly use the Street version. That was pretty good. The PSP Street.
Yeah. I mean, I distinctly remember playing one game on the original PSP, and that was GTA. But they did like a little offshoot game just for the PSP, didn't they?
Are you talking about Vice City or Liberty City Stories?
Liberty City Stories.
What a game. Right.
I never did any of like the missions or anything. I just used to run around and kill people.
Right, I'll tell you something for free, right? Me and my buddies, we used to get together, we used to get our PSPs, we used to load up stupid, local play whatever on GTA, Liberty City Stories, and we used to just endlessly play, like shooting each other, like running around, like driving vehicles together. And then we found out about modding, and that just opened up a whole can of worms. And we were like modding stuff and like playing on like different like areas and like shooting each other. It was so much fun, dude.
It was a really good game, although you get too many stars too quick.
You do, but there was like when they brought out like the modding app for it, you could basically bring up this whole new menu where you could like spawn vehicles, You could like make custom vehicles on it. It was amazing. You could like turn off stars, turn up stars, you know, all that stuff. It was great.
That's just GTA though. I swear it's like one of the best game series.
It's good, but now like, do you know like Rockstar know it's good? So now they've been literally living off of the latest one for 10 years.
But wasn't it like 10 years difference between GTA 5 and the one before anyway?
Well, not necessarily, because they had the, like, you know, they had GTA 3, was it 4, 5, 4, whatever it is. But they also had like the side games. So they had Chinatown, Liberty City Stories, Vice City Stories. But then they also did like, they did People Today, didn't they, recently? By bringing out, was it San Andreas Remastered or whatever?
There was all of them remastered.
What?
All the old ones, but it didn't work. It,
3 San Andreas Vice City.
Yeah.
What a mess.
It is awful. And then they weren't refunding people.
Hmm. Did you see?
They just openly refused to refund.
Called the Switch. Apparently it was just lag as well. Just so much lag.
Lag, and then I heard some people were getting it. You know, the loading screens. It would just be an endless loading screen.
So, bringing it back to consoles, have we already just agreed that the 360 is the best console ever made?
That or PlayStation 2?
I would say the PS2 was a really good, like, and I'm going to bring it back to light guns, but it had, like, light guns, it had, like, a decent amount of peripherals that weren't out of garbage. Did you ever
have the camera one?
Yeah, see?
Yeah!
iToy. It wasn't... It was fun. It was actually okay.
They had that washing windows game.
Yeah, it was like a mini game. It was like
that was so good.
Yeah, it was so good. It was so much fun. Like, but like, it's, I'm going to sound like an old man now. But do you remember like the demo discs and stuff you used to get?
And like magazines.
There was so much fun, and like apparently, like now there's like loads of like lost media to those because obviously. They were demos before the game was ready to come out. So there was like, I think on one of them, there was actually like Crash Bandicoot, like hidden levels of Crash Bandicoot that never like officially got released and stuff like that. I think they've been released now, but yeah, there's like been that like hidden stuff on them. But yeah, they were awesome. I know like, you know, they came free of a magazine. You got to pay like a bunch, like, you know, 5 or 6 demos for a game. And now they just don't do demos.
No, because the game would be like more memory because you'd have to install it from the disc.
Yeah.
Whereas now they can just offer you a game, like Switch offer just game demos.
I mean, Xbox just offer, well, and PS, like Sony, and now they just offer broken games. Like here's really good trailers of the games that you could buy, and then they come out, and it's like, well, it's a broken fucking mess, but if you install this 100 gig update, then it'll be okay. Maybe.
I don't actually know of a game that came out recently that wasn't broken or just the same thing reskinned every level.
Yeah, there's a lot of games where it's just like it's fucked when it comes out, so you have to wait like a month for it to be okay.
Well, someone was talking to me about Cyberpunk the other day, and they were like, "Oh no, it's fixed now. It's actually decent." And I was like,
"Yeah, apparently it is."
I kind of don't want to play it.
I bought it when it first came out. So much fun! So much fun! It's a good game. It got a lot of hate really quickly.
What did you play it on though?
I played it on Xbox One, Xbox Series X.
Because I know a lot of people are having issues with it on the previous gen. So like the ones.
Yeah, exactly. They were like
fours.
Wrapping up and turning off and all that kind of stuff. Like,
yeah.
I did have issues. I had like an issue where like still now I can't finish one of the missions because it's saying I've not done something, but I have, because if I go back to the same place, if I go to where it's telling me to, I can't interact with what it wants me to.
Yeah, my brother had the same issue. My friend, though, he thought his game was bugged, so he got a refund for it, and he was watching someone do a playthrough the other day. Turns out it wasn't bugged. You just had to like hit a button before you did something, but he didn't see the button, and it wasn't labeled in the quest, so he got a refund for it, and he was saying the other day that he felt so bad about it. I was like...
You can't feel bad about it. It's fine.
No, it's what they're there for, isn't it? Like,
it's a good game though. I would recommend it still. I had a lot of fun with it.
What's your thoughts on the new consoles? Because you're not, that's the thing, when like, this is my issue with it, Xbox 360 to Xbox One, you got so much in it, right? So much like new stuff with the Series X and the PlayStation 5.
What do you mean by new stuff? Do you mean
so like from 360 to like Xbox One, you got like a whole new interface, you had like multimedia apps that you could download for it, etc., etc. And then the latest one's just kind of like a better graphics version.
Yeah, I mean, you say that, but like the UI for Xbox, there wasn't too much of an issue with it. Like it runs a lot better now. They've like done like a lot of fine tuning for it. There was some issues with it where it's quite slow. But now they've done that, I think it's quite good. And like you're saying with the jump difference, like I know it's a lot of it is just like graphics and stuff. Like they did loads of like, you know, the whole compatibility stuff. They've like done like upscaling for some of them, I think it is, and they've increased the FPS of like a bunch of the 360 games so that they could run better. Like they've done loads of patches. Like obviously you get like the 4K packages, the 4K like texture packages and stuff when you download newer games and that.
But wasn't it for PlayStation 5? You know the game Ghost of Tsushima? Wasn't it if you wanted to play it on the PlayStation 5 with updated graphics, then you have to pay for it or something ridiculous like that? Or buy the PlayStation 5 version?
Sony have been doing people the dirty where they haven't been like, oh, you know, if you buy a copy of the game, you know, you're going to have to buy it again if you want to upgrade it. Or if you
my biggest issue is I went from Xbox One to the digital Xbox S, Series S.
Okay.
And all my games on game now, I'm just like, well, you're kind of pointless.
What do you mean?
I've got a disc drive.
I mean, you can buy money for them.
What?
Like you're saying, like all your games are pointless.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you get? Did you say your game points or your?
No. So like, I've got physical copies of games that I played on my Xbox One.
Just go sell them.
That's not the point. What if I want to go play it again? I have to buy it again.
What I can suggest, mate, is that you sell them while they're still worth something.
Oh, no, they're not worth anything.
And then transfer that money to your Xbox and then hope they come on deal really cheap when you want to buy them.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, I get why they did your digital-only console, but at the same time...
Get the Game Pass and just hope it comes to Game Pass.
That's all I have on my Xbox now, Game Pass.
It's good, right?
It's so amazing. Even people on PC is...
Yeah, they do, like, if you get the ultimate one that I have, you get separate Game Pass for both. It's awesome.
Well, yeah, and also, it's, like, cross-platform. So when I'm on Xbox, I can see my friends on PC playing Xbox.
Exactly. You've been playing anything good on there recently. And I we're literally fanboying on Xbox right now, but you've been playing anything on the Game Pass recently?
Well, I finished Wolfenstein.
Oh, yeah, maybe you're saying.
And then I haven't actually done anything. My Xbox just sits there, and I watch Netflix on it.
So we have been playing It Takes Two.
Me and you.
Just Takes Two.
What is that? Yeah, I keep seeing you playing that.
Yeah.
I have no idea what it is.
It's really good. Basically, you play as parents that are who hate each other and they want to get a divorce, and their daughter's stuck in the middle, and they basically tell her that they're getting a divorce, and then she has a little cry. Onto some dolls, and you basically get transported into the dolls. And now the bit I'm on, you currently think that you need to get your daughter to cry again and cry on you, so you get turned, so you get out of these doll forms. Are you going to play it? Because I don't want to ruin it if you're going to play.
No, I have no idea what you're on about, and it doesn't sound like the sort of thing. I'm very weirded out right now.
There's a bit, right, where you are trying to make your daughter cry, and what you actually do is you take her favorite teddy bear, her favorite toy, sorry, that's an elephant, and you torture the fucker, tear off its ear, and
chop it off. Wait, is it alive?
Yeah, basically everything in it's alive. Like all of her toys are alive, they're interact with you, and you talk to them, and her whole like bedroom and that is like... Yeah, like you play in all her toys, but they're alive. It's a bit like Toy Story in that sense. So this elephant is alive and talking to you. And she's like, oh, you know, I'm your daughter's favorite toy, blah, blah. So they're like, okay, what we'll do is we'll break our daughter's favorite toy and that will make her cry. So what they do is they tear the ear off of this elephant whilst it's screaming and then drag it across the floor and kick it off of the top of a building or the top of a castle. So it falls on the floor and breaks. And then whilst their daughter is crying over her broken toy, They are cheerfully dancing in their daughter's tears.
The fuck are you guys playing?
This game is messed up.
That sounds hella messed up.
I can't wait to see where we're going to go from elephant killing, but we'll see. I'm about halfway through the game.
Whose idea was it to play this?
Oh, April's, my wife's. She really wanted to play it.
I thought I'd talk to somebody.
I think we need to get the game developers to see if like they're okay. Like, do you guys need a checkup?
Just find out who does it and just message them. You good?
Are you good, bro? Jeez. Like, there's a bit in it where right at the beginning, you're like, you find this old vacuum that you like discarded in the garage, basically, like in a workshop. And long story short, the vacuum gets angry at the mum because she's like, she basically said that she was going to fix him and never fixed him. So then he becomes a boss that you fight, and you basically defeat him right at the end by getting his vacuum suckers, which are his arms, and putting them into his eyes and then suck out his own eyes with his own arms.
Right. I said I was worried about your wife, Dave? Are you good?
I'm okay, bro. Okay. This game is fucked, dude. I'm going to have to show you. It's so messed up.
I'm sad. I'm not sure.
Let's take it back. What was your favorite game on Game Boy Color that you played?
Pokemon Yellow.
That's a Game Boy game, though.
Well, you said Game Boy.
But you said Game Boy Color. Game Boy Color, Game Boy...
Yeah, Yellow, it had Pokemon Yellow on it.
Yeah, but that was a Game Boy game, not a Game Boy Color game. Fucking if you did. Well, I'm not, but like,
I found it in my dad's house the other day, right? Well, not the other day. This is like probably a couple of years ago. It was a really old Nintendo console, like a little handheld one. It's like a rectangle, and it had one game on it where you got to jump across rocks.
Was it something Watch and something? Was it made by Nintendo?
Yeah.
What was the game?
It's a guy and you jump over rocks.
Okay. Was it just like a little like square, like a rectangle with like a picture right in the middle?
Yeah.
Okay. Did it have like a D-pad on the left and two buttons on the right?
Let me just try and remember. I think
you might be talking about one of the Game and Watch, the Nintendo Game and Watch games. There was like a bunch of them, but they only ever had like one game on them. So they made like a Mario one, they made like a Donkey Kong one, but then like they made like quite a few of them.
That was a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, those are sick, and they're actually worth a little bit of money now.
It definitely was a Game and Watch thing.
Yeah.
Because you just had left and right.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. Yeah, you're talking about Game and Watch. Yeah, those are cool. I really wanted one, but they were expensive when I looked a few years back, and I know they keep going up in price.
I don't have it in box. It's $39.99. Oh, was that the new
Are the new ones that they've like redone. You want the old ones, the old ones, the original ones. They're the ones that people like to collect. I'm giving everyone all the retro advice, aren't I?
You are. Well, you're the only one that really does it.
It's true. I mean, at one point I was taking it quite serious. Like, I bought a Saturn, which I notoriously like. I mean, I bought it boxed, has like the inserts and everything. That thing's worth quite a bit now because the lasers on them die quite quickly. They don't last very long. So people like to get the original hardware that still works, and the price of them keeps going up. So it's a bit more difficult. But yeah, I have one. I have a Sega Saturn with a gun and that.
What's your worst games console?
What, my worst games console?
Yeah.
That's a really, really good question. don't know. I would say probably the Dreamcast, just because I don't have like everything to play it properly. Like, there's these things called I think it's called an open source scan converter. And it's like the best like way to get like a good picture from a Dreamcast, because Dreamcast has a VGA output. But there's not many games for the Dreamcast. Like, if you actually wanted to play the actual Dreamcast, there's not many
games. I only remember the Dreamcast from like Toy Master and playing that and just playing Sonic.
It's a good console. It's just like, long story short, people weren't happy with Sega at that point.
Why?
They kind of had enough. Just with like the history of consoles previous, And then the success of the PS1 had basically taken all of Sega's customers. So when PS2 came out, Dreamcast was already kind of dead in the water. So
I think it's actually the only console where I haven't played longer than about an hour on.
I haven't played a lot of Dreamcast, if I'm honest. There's a few. Most games have been ported or like taken off. So there's not a massive draw to still play it.
It's a lot like a retro thing. Like people are really want to play games for Dreamcast because a lot of people want to play Nintendo GameCube.
I think GameCube, like, it has so many good games. Like, so, like, have you played GameCube?
GameCube was elite. Do you not remember? Was that the console you used to be able to put your Game Boy Color games into?
Exactly. It had an expansion bay on the bottom. Those are, like, a little bit hard to get hold of now because if you have the expansion bay, you need the disc as well. And if you don't have the disc, then the expansion bay is worthless.
I swear you were able to play Pokemon on a TV.
Yeah, you can put the expansion bay on the bottom and you can play Game Boy Color, Game Boy.
I remember going to my friend's house when I was like
Game Boy Advance.
Five, and his older brother was playing Pokemon on a TV, and I was just mystified.
Oh, you can do it with the N64 as well. There's like a pack that you can get that you can put on the back, and you can play. I want to say you can play the games up, Pokemon games up to game Crystal, Gold, Silver, maybe just Gold and Silver.
Dude, that is elite. That is a console and a half.
Which one?
GameCube.
GameCube was awesome. It had so many good games as well. I know we're going to bring up Pokemon, but I really enjoyed like Colosseum.
Colosseum was a banging game. That was the only game that showed you how Dojuo flew.
Yeah, exactly. It's
because he doesn't have wings, does he?
No.
He just runs really fast.
Fun story as well is the GameCube is like about as far back you can get to being able to bring Pokemon from that console all the way up to the newest games. So you can get a Pokemon from, I think it's Colosseum, all the way through every generation of get Pokemon all the way up to the newest games.
See, that's kind of cool because like, if you grew up playing them, you actually had an idea about that. You could bring the Pokemon that you used to have back up.
Yeah, exactly. That I think is cool.
That is an elite tier console and an elite tier console company.
I haven't been doing it for a while, but I caught a Snorlax and I called him Teddy and I decided that I was going to try and do something called a Ribbon Master and I was going to try and get as many ribbons on a Pokemon that I could.
What, on this Pokemon?
No. There's a Pokemon that I caught a Snorlax on, I think it was Colosseum, called Teddy, and tried to get as many ribbons on him as I possibly could. And I think I'm in Diamond and Pearl, or the original one, not the Switch one, trying to get more ribbons on him. So do you understand ribbons? Well, I should have said that first.
No.
So, you know, like on the stats page for your Pokemon, if you go right to the very end, there'll be a bit that says ribbons. And you'll get a ribbon for like completing the Elite Four with that Pokemon, like doing contests. I think some of the people that you speak to in the game will give you them. If you do Battle Tower, I think you get ones for them. It's stuff like that.
Here's a fun fact. I don't think I've ever beaten the Elite Four in any game.
You're a disappointment to me.
Dude, my attention span is zero.
I don't have a massive attention span. I think that's why I like to play a lot of games. Like I usually have like a multiplayer game that I'm playing and then like a single player game that I'm playing just so I break it up because I get bored.
I do 100% agree with that. Like right now, well, also there's just so much to do in Pokemon. Like what I keep doing is completely ignoring what I'm meant to be doing in Pokemon and just go to the Grand Underground.
Oh, isn't that so much fun?
And I'm just digging for stuff.
We're talking about the Switch version if anyone doesn't know.
It's just so good.
You can just spend forever.
I just don't do anything else.
You're like whacking at the wall, getting like hearts and shit out of the fucking wall.
I don't even know what the gems do. They're just cool.
Do you know as well, like if you go around and you collect enough, if you play online and you all collect enough Diglets together and then you go, like little music will play and like a little bar will go down, start going down when you've got enough Diglets. And then if you go into like one of the areas that have Pokemon in it, you have like a higher chance of getting encountering a shiny Pokemon.
I know. It's a funny fact. I actually got all the Diglets on my own and I had no idea what it meant.
That's and so I was impressive.
Like, eh? I think you got to get something like 50 of them.
It's
or
like,
40.
Yeah, it's like, 40, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I got all 40 Diglets, and then it was like,
it's easier to do online when you've got more people, mate.
I was like, what is this? No, they respawn.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, but it's
in the same area. Yeah.
It takes ages.
Dude, I was there for 2 hours just catching Pokemon.
Yes, dude.
And then just find it. Because originally when I saw it, I thought if I get to 40,
yeah,
I could catch a Diglett or a Dugtrio or something, you know?
You can just find those in one of the areas. You can just find Diglets.
I don't even think I'm there yet.
Yeah, in the underground. You can just go and look somewhere else.
He's not on my list to spawn Pokemon right now.
Okay.
Because I think you have to defeat the Elite Four and complete the first Pokedex before it starts spawning like original 151.
There's like, yeah, there's, yeah.
I am not near that. But I thought, collect all 40 Diglets, I'm bound to get like a Wham Diglett or something. Or like a shiny Diglett.
For someone
you don't get that.
For someone that's never done an Elite Four, if you want to do the Elite Four in this game, you've picked a good one because this Elite Four is hard.
Dude, my issue, right, is because I keep fighting in the underground, my Pokemon are just wham.
Good. Because when you get to the Elite Four, the game's fairly easy up to the Elite Four. And then once you do the Elite Four, the game's hard. Like, it's a challenge.
I literally just keep one-shotting Pokemon when I go to gyms and stuff. And I'm just like, yeah, Machamp.
You're Machamp, yeah.
Legend. It doesn't matter what gym I do. It's just like, Machamp uses low kick. It's like, great. It's like, oh no, the gym leader's going to use his big Pokemon. And I'm like, well, if it's a heavy Pokemon, I just hit him with low kick and they're dead. And it's a one-hit kill for like most things. I think one gym I didn't use Machamp, and that was the ghost one.
So, okay, bumping back to consoles here. Did you ever have any modded consoles as a child?
No.
Have you ever done modding or like done any custom firmware on them?
No.
Okay.
I once downloaded an emulator on my Mac so I could play Pokemon Blue and speed it up.
One of my friends had a PS2 that was modded, and I have never seen a bigger stack of PS2 ripped games than when I was over in his house.
Did you ever used to get those cartridges for Game Boy Advances with like 150 games on them?
No, but I had something called an R4 for my DS that I could like basically put games onto and just play from that. So it was like every game that I wanted to just on this little R4 thing.
Bringing it back to when I was younger and we went to Spain, I remember buying one. It was called like 150 games, like something really stupid.
But yeah.
When you put it into your Game Boy and start playing it, everything was in Spanish. I remember playing like Mario in Spanish. By the way, it's just the same game, really. Like,
yeah,
there used to be an old turn-based game. I think it was called like Golden Sun or something.
Oh yeah, Golden Sun. Yeah, I think. Yeah.
It's cool. Sure. I played that in Spanish. That was great.
Sick. Golden Sun's a good game as well.
It was weird. Like, it was the first kind of game like that I played, where it was turn-based fighting.
I think I've played a couple of turn-based fighting games on Game Boy Advance.
Dude, it's £40.
Game Boy Advance is a good console as well. Like, that's, I think like there are some good Metroid games on there. I'm trying not to mention Pokemon. I think my partner, she used to really like Herbs.
What?
Herbs.
How is that?
It's like URBZ. It's The Sims. It's called like The Sims Herbs. It was also like on PS2 and that. But she loved that. Forgetting
the best Game Boy Advance and Game Boy Color game.
What's that?
Mega Man Extreme.
I never played that. Is it good?
Dude, Mega Man is sick. Like, it's just a good game.
So do you reckon there's any other... What do you reckon your worst console is that you ever owned?
Probably original DS. I just could not get into it. Or PlayStation 3.
PS3, I think, is probably my least played console.
I remember pestering my dad. I was like, Dad, for my birthday, can you buy me a PS3?
Right.
And no, he took me to like a store and he's like, what do you want for your birthday? So I picked up a PlayStation 3. I was like, yeah, I'll get this. So okay, cool. And then we returned it like the same day, or I sold it to my cousin.
What? Why? Dude,
just hella boring. Like, just instant regret of buying it because I was like, this is just not as good as a 360. But it's one of those, I'm a very social gamer.
So you want to play with people online?
Yeah, and nobody I knew had a PlayStation 3. And I was just like, this could literally be the coolest console in the world, but it's not really great if you don't have anyone to play with.
So it's just like the big fat PS3.
Yeah, the original fat one, and it had Killzone. That was the only game I had on it.
Killzone, they advertised it well. I remember like big. Do you ever remember?
I remember it looked cool.
I remember. See, I'm old man, but there used to be. So you know, like Game Station, Game, and all that. There used to be this one called Games World, and this Games World had so much like fucking Killzone. Killzone's out, like. And I was like, oh, it must be a good game.
Killzone is that sort of game that your parents worry about. Like, I don't want my kid playing Killzone. It's literally called Killzone. It's like, if you play it, it's not actually that violent.
Nah, the violent game that all the parents didn't know about, but kids did, was, what was that one where you could, like, suffocate people with, like, a bag and stuff?
Hitman.
And it wasn't called Hitman. Manhunt. Yes, Manhunt.
I don't think I've ever played Manhunt.
What? You've never played Manhunt? You are missing out, sir. You are missing out.
On Game Pass.
Is it on Game Pass? Dude, that game will never be on Game Pass. That is some violent stuff right there, dude.
It's probably on Game Pass eventually, right?
No.
When did it come out?
No. A couple of years ago.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be on Game Pass.
No, dude, trust me, it won't. It came out in, give me a second, I am wikiing this shit, 2003.
Oh, no, it's definitely already been on Game Pass.
No, it hasn't. It's made by Rockstar, and it got banned in, like, a bunch of countries.
Yeah, but are they, like, the stupid countries that keep banning stuff? Like, you know, if you get an Australian version of games, they don't have blood or violence in them, or if you get a Chinese one, it cuts out all the... like a homosexual aspect and blood and violence.
It's backwards compatible, apparently. But
okay, if you want to hear an episode where we play Manhunt,
what you want to just record?
Drop us a tweet.
No, dude, we can't play Manhunt.
We can play. Manhunt's
a game and a half. That game is okay. It says Manhunt is a 2003 stealth-based survivor horror video game developed by Rockstar North. And published by Rockstar Games, originally released on the PS2 in November 2003. I played it on PC. That game is violent.
Yeah, that's what I think we need to play. Violent games.
They played one, I think they did a second one, and I think they might have done one on PSP or something like that. That was like a few years later, actually.
I saw there was one from 2007.
If you want to play Manhunt, we should stream Manhunt. I think that would be funny.
Let's do it.
You want to stream Manhunt? Okay.
I mean, I don't know how to do that.
I mean, you can do this much, so I'm assuming you could probably, you'd be fine. We'll get it set up. We'll do it. We'll do the fucking Twitch stream or some shit of just us playing Manhunt. Because that game, yeah, it got buried a lot.
I mean, I've never heard of it, but I'll give it a go.
Okay, anything else you want to say about consoles?
Nah, not really. I don't think we've talked much about consoles.
Do you ever use like, what was that, like, weird VR red nonsense that Nintendo brought out? You ever try that?
No. Did you see the cardboard attachment for the Switch?
Oh, the Virtual Boy. No, the thing I'm talking about was the Virtual Boy. And the things you're talking about, those, like, oh, what was it called? The cardboard. And you could make other stuff as well, like musical instruments and stuff like that.
And, like, a fishing rod and weird stuff.
Yeah.
Why does that exist?
Labo.
It's called Labo. My dude, sort your stuff out. As good as Nintendo are, they do bring out a lot of just trash.
No, Nintendo are kings of trash. Did you not remember the Wii? It had like 1,000 different attachments. Here's one for golf. Here's one that's a wheel. Here's one that's for tennis racket. Jesus. They contributed to a lot of plastic waste.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying they're the best, but yeah, Nintendo, my dudes, sort it out. I mean, with the cardboard one, at least it's recyclable. I just can't justify spending that much on cardboard.
Pokemon cards.
Wait one sec. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, cool, one sec.
Dave, I'll be back.
Okay. Chavo. Chavo.
Dave, I'm back.
Hello.
I completely forgot. I ordered dinner for a specific time.
You twat.
I ordered it for 8:30, like before we started podcasting. I was like, we'll be done by 8:30.
We can wrap it up.
Nah, it's fine. I'm still going.
Where
do we leave off? Yeah, I just can't justify spending that much on cardboard.
It's expensive, like super, super expensive.
But it did have a VR thing to it.
Did you see they also, I know we're talking about Switch a bit here, but did you see they did the whole Mario Kart thing as well with like the cameras and the Mario Kart?
Yeah, you can buy like a separate car for it and drive it around houses and stuff.
Yeah, you can make like tracks and stuff. And I keep waiting for it to come down in price just so I can buy it because it's so expensive.
How much is it?
It keeps going on deals. So like it varies, but I just know, I think that it would be funny.
It's currently $79.99.
Yeah, see, still quite expensive, but...
You can get a Luigi for it.
Yeah, you can get two different cars. You can get a Mario and a Luigi and race, like have...
But you only get, like... If you buy the car, do you only get the car, or do you get the controller as well?
No, the controller is the Switch.
So can you not just buy the car?
No, see...
Or is it game as well?
Exactly. You have to buy...
Oh.
So you have to have a Switch, and you have to have a car, and you have to have all this stuff to make the track... And it's boring to play it one player, so then you have to buy another car. Do you see where this is going?
Nintendo.
Yeah, doing the dirty.
You cheeky boys.
Very cheeky.
No, it's just like, whatever happened to just buying a console, buying a game, done, you know? And then they're like, oh, there's DLC. No. I'll just buy the next game. You know, that's how it used to be. Like, you would never have like 9 DLCs for an Xbox original game. You just have... The sequel.
Exactly.
And the sequel would be the DLC. And it would be amazing. And it's like, now it's just like, this is ridiculous. So they're trying to make money just constantly, aren't they?
Do you reckon the upgrade from the original, I won't say original, but the Xbox One to the S, do you reckon that was worth it?
Oh, definitely. My Xbox One was dying.
Yeah, but I mean, like, say if your Xbox One wasn't dying and it was actually working, do you reckon the jump just to the S was good?
I don't think because I got the S, I think it justifies it. But I couldn't justify spending on the X or like a PlayStation 5. You know?
Yeah, I get that. I do. I think that's why it's there. Like, it's a, like, if you want to upgrade, you can upgrade. Like, because it's only 500 gig, right?
Yeah, but you can get, like, this is another thing. You can get an external hard drive for it.
So the external, are you talking about the ones that Xbox sells?
Are you that are like super ridiculously expensive.
Yeah, so to buy one of those is about how much it is to buy, like the difference between the S and the Xbox One X.
But the Xbox One X, you have discs, don't you?
Yeah, you have a disc tray, and I think is it more powerful?
Yeah, yours is definitely, I think yours has 4K, whereas mine's still 1080.
Yeah, so you get a more powerful console, you get a terabyte internal, and you get a disc tray.
Essentially, mine is just a souped up Xbox One Pro.
They're better than the Series X or whatever it's called. Yeah, the Xbox One X. Sorry, God. I tell you, that's one thing Xbox didn't do well: naming their consoles.
I was trying to explain it to one of my friends who like has a computer science degree and he's pretty knowledgeable with technology. And I was like, oh, I've got the Xbox One S, and he was like, okay, you have to explain this to me because I don't understand the difference in all of them. Because they're all named so similar. Right. Xbox. How do you go from the Xbox to the Xbox One? If you make that bad mistake of calling it that, why is it not called the Xbox Two, the next console?
I think that's the problem, isn't it? People got into the habit of calling the original Xbox the Xbox One because there was the 360, and then everyone would be like, oh, do you remember on the first Xbox or the Xbox One? Do you remember that? And then they brought out the Xbox One, and you're like, well, for me anyway, I was like, so what do I call you, the Xbox One?
You just look at the normal Xbox and you go, what do I call you?
So I have to call it like the Xbox OG or the OG or whatever.
I think like the common thing is just calling it the Xbox Original or Xbox. But yeah, in reality, it's kind of like you need to fire whoever names your console namers.
The most confusing part is now with so they've got the Xbox One X, the Xbox Series S, and then the Xbox Series X. It's like you have literally confused the shit out of people. There's no way people at Christmas didn't end up with the Xbox One X.
You imagine, I'd actually be crying if I was like a 9-year-old child. I asked my parents for the X and they go, we got you one, don't worry. Because obviously, because of the stock as well.
Yeah, there's massive stock issues. It's so bad.
And you look at like the tree at Christmas and you see the box there and you're like, oh my God, it's it. This is it. it's a Series X, I'd be dying.
Do you know they don't? Because obviously it's to do with like a problem with like the chips. There's a shortage of something. I can't quite remember. But apparently they think there's still going to be a problem until like 2023. So even next Christmas is still going to be an issue.
I also think it's scalpers.
Scalpers have literally broken the market as well.
Well, someone said, like the other day I was reading something, when it first came out, people were selling for like $4,000 a console.
Yeah, I think we were...
I don't know who was buying it, but...
We were in CX not long ago, and they had like six PS5s just like hung up on the wall. And they were like, oh, you want $850 each. And I'm like...
$850, that's a shop as well. That's not like a scalper. That's an actual shop.
Yeah, it's a fuck write-off.
You should not be able to trade, my dudes.
It's so expensive. But
how much do you reckon they bought them for?
Yeah, not that.
I reckon $250 max. Although I said earlier in the show, about $200.
I reckon they would have got a little bit more than $200 because they go by market price. Like, whatever they're selling for, like, roughly on eBay is kind of what they sell it for. So I reckon they would, the person that they sold, you know, who sold.
The problem is it's actually like being sold for more than it actually is.
Yeah.
I don't reckon they do. I don't reckon they'd be like, right, if I.
It's a rip, dude.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on with the new consoles. They're just. But the thing is, this is the thing about like Xbox and PlayStation, well, Sony and Xbox or Microsoft, they really don't care. It's like, oh, we made our money. It's fine.
I know for Xbox's side, they did try and release it. Like when they do a release, they try and do it a little bit unannounced just so that scalpers can't set up software. And I know they keep trying to like stop scalpers. One of the ways they tried to stop scalpers was making it so you could only buy one console per account.
Yeah, and then people just make more accounts.
More accounts and like more bank accounts as well. Like,
you know, I think it's got to be done.
What's that?
You can only have it if you have a Microsoft account, and when you buy it, it comes with a preloaded account that matches your details.
Because I know that they were doing it so that it's like, you know, one console per address, per bank account, per account, per like actual account.
Yeah, but if you've got five friends, you can just order one person, order it to five different accounts. Five different places.
Yeah, but you have to have five different bank accounts.
See, that's smart, right? I didn't hear that bit, but that is hella smart.
Hmm.
But I mean, me, I have three cards.
Yeah,
I have three.
I have a few, and like I have another like account where you can basically make disposable accounts. So you can make a card, use it to like, I don't know, say I'm going to set up Netflix for a month to get a month free. And then they're like, oh, we're going to charge you £10 a day, like £10 a month after this. Well, I'll just be like, well, here's a bank card that only works for a month or for a few days while you do your little experiment charge to see if it's a real account. And then once they see it's a real account and I go through and they just can't charge it because it's a non-existent account. So I get a free month of Netflix.
See, that's smart. But at the same time, like if you just have like 50,000 accounts like set to your name.
Yeah. So it's that the scammers are getting away with it because they're working out how to set up software where they can make like a lot of accounts and a lot of like bank accounts and use PO boxes and stuff to order shitloads of consoles, which is making the market go up. But as soon as like, because Xbox and PS Sony can't flood the market because they haven't got the choice to, which would bring the price down, which would force all the people holding them to stock to sell. Then at the minute, people who have a lot of stock are the ones who are going to be sitting on it because their price keeps going up.
Yeah, this is true. I just really wish scalpers didn't exist.
That would be nice.
Because I remember the only reason I got the Series S is because I went into a store that I'd previously been into like the week before. And as I was like looking for like a present for my niece or something, and the guy behind the counter was like, yeah, you got one of the Xbox One X's or Series X's, or have you got like a PlayStation 5 or anything? And I was like, no. He was like, we just got a shipment in. We've got X amount out back. Do you want to buy one now? And I was like,
okay.
I can get an Xbox Series X or no, is it the Xbox One X or Series X? Which is the big one?
The big one is the Series X.
Yeah, so he said, I had like five Series X outside and I've got like five PlayStations in the back of the store. Like, if you want one, I'll sell it to you now. Because they were shutting and this stock was meant to go on like tomorrow on the shelves.
Oh, nice.
And I like looked at my dad, and then I got my phone up and I looked at my bank account. I was like, I could technically do it.
And you're like, done. Here we go, Xbox One S.
No, I was like, I don't have a TV.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
I was like, there's no point in me buying it if I don't have a TV to play it on.
That's a good point.
And then, like, the next week, my dad just goes, oh, I bought a TV.
What?
I was like, could you not just do this the week before? And I would have bought a new Xbox. He's like, nah, but we can go see if they still got one. So I went down and the guy was like, no, you should have bought when I offered it to you, mate. I was like,
see, with my, so my Xbox One X, I got it as a pre-order from Xbox. With my wife's one that we only just got a few months, like about a month or so ago now, the local game basically said, oh, you know, we've got consoles then. And I didn't see the message until like a day later. And I'm like, they're going to be gone. Like, me and April were just decided that we're going to get another one because we wanted to play more games together. And I was like, fuck, like, we've missed it. Like, and I was like, maybe our local game will have one. Maybe. So like, I'm like, well, fuck it. I'll give them a ring. So I'm on like, I ring them up. They're like, yeah, I've got one console left. And I'm like, hold that shit for me. I do not let that go. And the guy's like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, I'm coming right now with my bank card. Do not let it go. And he's like, oh, okay. And I literally like whipped up to the local game. Was like, yes, give me my console. And there was a guy there asking to buy an Xbox Series X. And I was like, and they were like, oh, no, we haven't got any left. And the guy who I'm talking to is like, oh, yeah, let me just go get it. And he just goes out the back and gets my Series X. I felt so bad for this guy who was there before me, just asking for a Series X. This dude just pulling out one and giving it to me.
Oh, but dude, I feel so bad.
I was like, if I hadn't made that phone call, I wouldn't have got that Xbox.
Yeah, that's it. It's first come, first serve. And as good as it is, like right now, you can't like say go into game and be like, can I put a pre-order for the next time you have them in?
No,
it's literally like, as soon as it's in, you have to run down there.
I'm glad we've got one, though.
You got two?
I do have two.
Technically have two.
I do technically have two. I mean, I personally have one. Like, it just so happens.
You're married, so like, if you...
Me and my partner, yeah, we both...
Yeah, they're both the same, to be fair.
We game a lot, so it's worth it. I think, you know, like when it's something you do a lot and you do it together, I think it's worth it.
Yeah, I mean, I actually... can't really justify buying one. I don't play anything really.
Ah, that's a lie. You used to play COD loads.
Yeah, not anymore.
So
watch Netflix.
I don't know why I just got reminded of it. So yeah, yesterday I've been like downloading all my like old Xbox clips of like, you know, when you do like all the old Xbox recorder and
oh dude, there are so many good ones on there.
I found one of you dying.
So there was it the helicopter?
It's the helicopter bit where you're like, oh, guys, I've died. And you're like, okay, I'm going to go get a drink. And I'm like, dude, no, you can't go. Dude, don't go. And you'd already gone. And it's just a clip of you spawning back in. Well, by the way, this is Call of Duty. Spawning back in and just floating down into a helicopter blades and dying. And he was like one of the last three. And I was like, what have you done? You were so close.
I mean... Okay, so it was top three. They released a game mode called Rambo's Dog Tags.
Yeah, here we go. You remember better than I do.
And if you had, I think it was an X amount of dog tags. So you pick them up off killing people when you can get about a loot and chests and stuff. If you had X amount of dog tags, you respawn for free. I was top three and I didn't realize I still had an extra life left. So I died and assumed it was like game over. So I was like, oh, I'm just going to get a drink.
Yep.
And got killed by the extraction helicopter. I remember coming back, I was like, you guys are right, and you were like, no.
I was just shouting at you.
You were fuming.
I was like, oh my god, what have you done? And on that note, I think that's a good place to leave the podcast. What do you reckon?
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, guys.
See you next week. Check out the socials.
Yeah.
Incoming Discuss, Twitter, Incoming Discussion, Instagram.
There we go. All right, peace out.
Bye.
Bye.